AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is in Cincinnati talking about Iran and the military.
It's unbelievable the job they're doing. I would say, to put it mildly, way ahead of schedule.
The president called it an excursion that will keep the U.S. out of a war.
For them, it's a war. For us, it's turned out to be easier than we thought.
Iran has targeted ships, the Dubai airport, and oil facilities. Its response to the surprise Israeli and U.S. bombardment 12 days ago has upended trade routes, choked supplies of fuel and fertilizer coming out of the Gulf, and threatened air traffic through one of the world's most traveled regions.
Well, the market's holding up well. I figured we'd be hit a little bit, but we were hit probably less than I thought, and we'll be back on track in a pretty short while. Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down.
The president is arguing his policies can steady the economy. Stocks are lower at the close. The Labor Department says inflation stayed stubbornly elevated last month as gas prices rose. It's a snapshot of what consumer prices looked like before the U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran. Tornado watches are in effect today for parts of the Midwest. Tornadoes have killed at least two people in northwest Indiana.
Not expecting this. Just thought it was a casual little storm like we always have in northwest Indiana.
Cassidy Sinowelski's home in Lake Village, Indiana, was spared major damage.
And then we went into the bathroom, got a piece of plywood, and within minutes I closed my eyes, the lights flickered, and there was nothing.
Damage was reported in Illinois. Ultra-conservative Jose Antonio Kast has taken office as president of Chile after a landmark win. He leads a Republican party and marks Chile's sharpest shift to the right since dictatorship ended there in 1990. Ecuador is readying a major offensive on criminal groups with U.S. logistical support. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Death Valley National Park is famous as the hottest place on Earth.
Now it's experiencing a rare super bloom when just the right conditions trigger an explosion of wildflowers that blanket the desert floor.
We are experiencing a super bloom.
Park Ranger Matthew Lamar says this year's bloom is the best the California park has seen since 2016.
It's a pretty rare event, happens once a decade, and so the wildflowers are just well above average. And so this landscape that sometimes people think of as desolate or devoid of life is coming alive.
It's beautiful.
Ginger Jensen and Michael Baker are among the visitors who made a special trip.
The mountains in the background and seeing all the flowers.
It's only once every 10 or 50 years or whatever, so it's great to be able to be here.
Tiffany Pereira studies rare plant ecology.
A lot of desert gold, the big sunflowers that are coming up, globe mallow. Pretty orange cups.
Visitors are asked to stick to the trails to avoid trampling the flowers and hungry sphinx moth caterpillars. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.